Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, folks. This is Layla again with some bedtime stories that I would really like to share with you. With me this evening is Dean Val and our dear friend Tim Von Pinon. I'll be reading from Book 6, Your Dream Visions, by Dwayne, the great writer. And we'll discuss the chapters as we go along. This is going to be a very exciting and informative evening. Just stay tuned. There have been so many in human history who have tried to provide a real benefit to mankind. Yet the power mongers have always suppressed the most vital of information, so as to keep people slaves to those with the ball and chain psychism. Each and every person has a right to discover their own true ability and genuine value, which is who they really are, because the masses have been taught to look to others. They feel so insecure to finally have the right and real information to figure out their own lives for themselves. I see that everyone is unique, even those dolts who ploy others with their sophistication of worthless values. Those who have built monuments to themselves are usually the ones who are the most notorious and are at some point in history always found out. An example is President Roosevelt, who very well knew the Japanese were going to bomb Pearl Harbor prior to World War II. It was all a ploy to get into the war, and American lives meant nothing. Yet these historical figures are praised for what they have done. I could go through history like you wouldn't believe, but that will be another book. For those who are sincere and want to know real truth, they will be shown the universal files of the new league of the real universal guides. Certain unique individuals in the past tried to create a bridge between the dream arena and the civilizations of the time. In the past, many of the kings, queens, and emperors listened to those who knew the secrets of the dream realms. There was no real scientific technology then, only a more simplified lifestyle. The medical field was very different, and so people looked to those means which were more natural and made sense. Today, society is of the privileged, and to make sense of one's own experiences, unless officially authorized by a diplomatic personage, does not seem to make sense of one's own experiences, which are with them all the time. The old guests, such as searching for the Holy Grail, the Da Vinci Code, and many others like it, are more along the lines of educated scholars who know nothing about the real adventures of life, nor the real secrets of the all is. The unaware public is always mystified by the acrobatics of the overeducated literalists and their consent bombarded of way too many ideas that do not relate to reality at all. These are the same people who created the legal system, which was invented for the person as a takeover and to outsmart the common person. The real guys are real beings, and they do not associate with those who waste their lives on phenomena and artificial official agreement. Most children have more sense than do overeducated adults. Children themselves see within themselves the wonder of their experiences and what most grown-ups have lost. The average adult trains their children to be smart and not more aware. So what they are really doing is modeling their offspring after them and to follow in the footsteps of their own demise. A good life is no life at all if one cannot risk exploring who they really are. The information that is found with the 6 o'clock news and the rep systems will never reveal real truth, as they are both hypnotically and politically controlled. In the Christian Bible, which is a professionally edited collection of other people's supposed experiences, we have ancient Jacob and his adventure of ascending into the heavens by the means of a ladder. I'm sure that Mr. Jacob was a good fellow and really did have this experience, because I have had many myself along the same lines. His steps or ladders led up to the astral world, and mine go directly to the is. I have seen the universal files and many of the proposed ancient stories and the experiences of those from human history, and some are close to being true, but there are those that have been creatively mastered to really sound good. My interest does not lie in the fact of being a detective and finding out what others have decided to be their truths, but one of providing a real service with a real education. I suggest that each person test what I am presenting, and when they start having real experiences in their dream visions, they'll know for themselves that human history is a lot of interesting stuff. And so, what do you guys remark on that?
Yeah, thanks, Lila. Hi, Tim. It's interesting because I just ran into something very interesting. It's the Tartarian Empire. And this is something I had never heard before until like a few weeks ago. And this is just an example of what Dwayne's talking about, that history has been rewritten and edited and managed so that for certain purposes of control, basically for mind control and the way they want you to see things. But this Tartarian Empire supposedly even goes back even at least a couple hundred years ago, and maybe even into the mid-1800s, where this empire that stretched from Siberia to throughout the United States, the majority of the world, I mean, it was a huge, huge landmass, supposedly, where these giants, they're 8 to 12 feet tall, they had a pretty good take on the environment. They work with the environment. They built all these cathedrals and structures that we see in Europe and in the United States, these like the Sears building, the these cathedrals in Europe and all that. And they were basically taken over by the Romanovs. And when they came in, these are like late 1800s, they started rewriting the history. So what we read, supposedly even primary sources, are have been rewritten according to this information. And as an example, in Russia, they wanted to get rid of this information, so they started a department of a team of people that would go out into Russia and destroy anything, any artifacts in any museums, any people that had any personal belongings that would lead back to this Tartarian Empire. They even got rid of people sometimes if they were like maybe older and had stories to tell about it. I mean, they did a very thorough job in destroying any kind of leads or evidence that would make it true. And we even see nowadays, we see like, I've seen pictures and photos of 8-foot people, 10-foot, 11, you know, these kind of, these giants. Those are Tartarians. They're left over from that era. Now, I don't know too much about it, but it seems like I am into history, so I'm going to investigate it a little bit more. But the idea is here, the example is that we don't know what, I mean, we're taking for granted what we read in the history books and what the so-called authorities have come up with in terms of like evidence, so-called primary sources, documents, unless we ourselves have investigated it, we're taking this on somebody's word for it. And as we've seen in the past, the authorities, they usually have an agenda. There's usually some kind of a conspiracy going on. So this, and then there's another documentary we're watching the other night about Hidden Colors, I think it was. It's on Netflix, where it talks about how the blacks had a huge influence in the past too. And the whites have erased that, their influence as well. The influence on math and education and astronomy. I mean, they had a huge, and they were, a lot of them were rulers in Europe, like kings and such, but they either, again, they rewrote history. They can even go as far as like paintings and old scriptures, and they would rewrite those or repaint them or do something, to edit it so it looked the way they wanted it to look. So I'm just in awe about how history is just, the more I become more aware, the more I see that it's not what we're told. Another one is the flat earth theory, which is, whatever, but the earth, there's a lot of evidence that the earth is flat, and the surrounding story about an explanation how that works too, with how we relate to the stars and the moon, and Antarctica fits in there, and with the aliens and all that. And it's this reality is just, it's so, there's, if you really investigate it, there's a lot of narratives about how it is. But the main thing is what we're sharing here is just become more aware. I mean, that stuff doesn't matter as much, but just as a comparison. But the main thing is become more aware and go through all that to see what really is, because this other, the history changes, or whether it's true or not, it doesn't matter in a way. You can reference it, but becoming more aware, that's the key here.
Well, that's a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to really dig in order to find out that other awareness, that other proof that they're here. Obviously, those 8 foot people, 10 foot people aren't here, but they sure left an impression of what they are. And where are those people now?
Well, they, like I say, there are some. There's evidence of archaeological digs that have found bones that represent people that were that big, but they're not necessarily. The media doesn't cover that, or it's not shown to the public. Certain things aren't told to the public, what they do find. And then, like I say, there's photographs of people, especially in Asia, these tall, tall people that right now they live, they're like 8 to 12 feet tall. But like, I don't know enough about it to really discuss it, but I'm just, it sounds like there's a lot of evidence, there's a lot of just like the flat earth theory, just like, you know, maybe anything that people investigate, they can come up with something that proves their point. But it's interesting that there's, they call it revisionist history now, where you go back and, you know, you question what has been told to you, and it may not be so. So it's a wide open field right now.
But I think, you know, to make our lives more interesting rather than just a humdrum 9-to-5, gee, here's a whole new world out there, whole new things. What an adventure this could be. It is an adventure. And so much of it, we have to depend upon the guides to guide us and show us where we can get this information. Because it sure isn't in the public books. No way. So on the inner, I guess you get it from the guides. They lead you to these. How did you get that information?
Yeah, maybe Tim knows. Tim has a comment on that.
Tim, do you know?
Well, I'm not sure if I know how the real guides present things to us, but it does sound like all the deception is showing up. It is amazing how the masses have been taught the fake history and things, like Duane was mentioning about Roosevelt and how he knew that Pearl Harbor was going to get bombed, and how people think he was a great president, and it's just more of this reptilian brutalitarian stuff. They don't care at all about human life. It's nothing that matters to them about anybody, it seems like, other than themselves and how great they are and how others are not equal or the same. It is amazing how all of this stuff has taken place that we experience, and the masses, and it's like the news stuff, even this new presentation. It doesn't seem like it will have the opportunity to be on the TV or the radio or these news agencies about things that are real, what's true, and why we came here, and the to let people know about tests for themselves, what Duane's presenting in the new books, and test the new you song, and let life show you what it does.
So many people just want the information, you know, they're just curious and say, oh, that's interesting, you know, but that seems to be my experience with people. They just, they're, oh, isn't that interesting, you know? And their faces go blank because they think that you're a good storyteller. Or where do you get all this stuff? And they don't even care where you get it. It's just a good story. So people just, I don't know, they're just complacent, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
People just don't want to really investigate what's going on. They're happy with their 9-to-5 and strive for the money and the next vacation. And well, what's out there is so exciting and so vast. It's amazing. But nothing compared to what they can do with their own life now. I really do respect those storytellers who have put together so many marvelous tales of fun and adventure. I have always loved Peter Pan, Superman, and Green Lantern. On the Earth, which, by the way, is the strangest place to live compared to the real universes, people want to accept the hardest of all situations for themselves. But this does not have to be so. Of course, the Earth is what it is. But as one learns about all the real possibilities which supersede this dusty round world, they begin to see where their heart and being always be. All of us need a confirmation of something really great because we are more than worth it. So it's time to dream big. The ancient texts have their value as one learns to see the real side of them in relation to their own identity. The business part of their identity is something else. Mr. Jacob, climbing the ladder into his decided heaven, gives people a great view of the possibility for themselves. This is what all real experience is about. Mr. Jacob's experience has nothing to do with religion by the church. They simply took the idea and marketed it to the public. But here is where it gets sticky, and that is, just like Gerald or Krohn Corporation and Derwin of Atomic Erg, they have taken something of value and then proposed it to others with no real experience of their own. Or they are simply gathering people to them for the sake of popularity and support. Pretty words do not make a real life for anyone. Only real experience does, and it is individually confirmed for themselves. The real guides do not back those who are taking advantage of others. Besides, the great reality is always new. Everything else is always outdated. When Paul Twitchell left the place, he assigned the next two caretakers to handle things until I was to come along. Well, lo and behold, they decided to take things into their own hands. And so today, they are a yawn to the real guides who only stand with the new wave. Then there's the experience of Mr. Joseph, who interpreted dreams for the Pharaoh at the time. I would say he led a very interesting life and had some fun while he did. He seemed to have a very popular and he got along well with almost everyone. Here was a time in history where people were paying attention to something other than their daily routines. At some point, the church got wind of his experiences and decided to use them for their souls. Here again is a confirmation about a unique individual and his contribution. But of course, the conglomerate ruling factors come along and take what they will. As I provide this journey to the real freedom for the public, they will begin to see all the steps involved and how things and ideas have procured to this day. Why would it be that Jacob and Joseph were the ones having these experiences? It's really very simple. They were open to them and being taught by the real guides from the unseen world. Of course, the church decided that their gods, which provided all the information, the gods who are standing in the clouds and ready to toss lightning bolts on those who do not comply, the church has always used their fear-driven tactics to get people to pay attention and contribute as they pass the plate around. Many people have beautiful experiences with the real guides, but they have no real knowledge to go by. And so this becomes my real adventure to provide the real guidance and a real education for real survival. Robert Louis Stevenson gave credit to his dreams for many of his stories. During the night, while his body slept, he would slip out and roam the astral and mental worlds as he was being directed by the boys to collect the information he needed to put his literature together. When people learn to see what's happening from the real side and not just the outer shell this world is, they will have a huge understanding of how life works on all the various levels. With all the modern technology of sorts, the various governments of this world have secretly studied dreams and the movement of a person's awareness to the other levels. Most of the governments of the world have their own psychics and seers that they rely on to see future events and mainly to spy on others. Remote viewing, better known as astral projection, is used all the time by the military and many local police agencies. But of course, they do not tell the viewing public this. I like the TV show The Mentalist. He's a fun character that says it like it is. While his co-workers stand around looking officially, onlookers to those unique individuals who really make a difference are mainly all the same. They love their self-restricting considerations of everything they have come to know. Life is a great adventure, not a Sunday school regime. But the great love affair with all that is. And so, as Paul started his teaching for all the beginners of his time, I am providing the new nowness and the greatest adventure ever. I'm sure we have a few ideas about that. What have they got to say for that?
Well, I'll go back to this Tartarian Empire. And the extent that the controllers go to manipulate people's perception, and this is like part of what they did also was to create the countries, for one thing. Well, these are the people that came in after to when they got rid of the Tartarians, who were, they were living more naturally with the environment. But then the controllers came in and they created countries. They the kings and queens in Europe, the monarchs there, there was one controller for all of those. They were just puppets. It's like the president of the United States is a puppet for the controllers. Well, the monarchs in Europe were also. And the countries and the divisions and the borders were meant to divide people and separate them. It's like Trump is doing here. He's polarizing people purposely. And so this is one thing. Another thing is the language. Languages are separation too. Tim, is that you rustling papers?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah. This language too is in this empire. They use hieroglyphics. They use pictures like symbols, just like the Chinese do. Well, then they created the alphabet, like 24 letters or whatever, to make it so-called simpler to learn and to communicate. But the example was given, well, say you have like, you want to explain electromagnetism. Well, you can say electromagnetism, but it doesn't define it. It just, you know, you still have to see what it's about. But in hieroglyphics, the pictographs, they will explain what it is as you identify it. It'll explain it at the same time. So they had a different way of different reality there and how they communicated with each other. So it's things like this that are that the controllers are very, very good at. They're good at social engineering people. They can actually pretty easily. The way people have been indoctrinated to this day, it's pretty easy to control them in a way, especially when you have the media to reinforce everything. And even if it's not true, even if it's right in front of their eyes, if the media says it is true, well, most people think it's true. And look at how many people still believe 9/11 was the terrorists. Blew up the buildings. There's still people that believe that because that's what the official narrative is. So it's creation is an agreement between, you know, people. So the controllers have created something for their benefit, basically a creation that most people look at here. But it's a creation for their benefit and for their control. So in a way, you could just wipe out everything you ever thought or believed in or see, and it's pretty much a lie, or it's not really of any value except for a reference of sorts, and just start from your real awareness. Just start being real, start listening, paying attention to your real side experiences, seeing the new you, and let life show you what is real, because here everything is distorted. This is a simulator. It's not what you think it is. And that's one thing I constantly see or experience with this is it's not what I think it is. Not that I think, but it's not the new presentation. It's never what I consider it to be. And again, I'm not considering it to be anything, but it's always a surprise. It's always new. It's always something that I wouldn't have imagined even. It's so clean and pure and fresh. the way it comes in, the way, you know, the recognition comes in, that it's quite an adventure, the whole thing.
This is, life is an adventure. It really can be. Modern day psychologists study the ancient manuscripts of dreams. They want to know what takes place with a person in their sleep and also during their waking hours. So they are prepared for those people who are ready to go over the edge. Of course, the information that they have acquired is always outdated and from a secondary source. But no matter, they have the impressive looking office and they dress really high class, so a convincing outer front is all that is really needed. Money seems to be no object for those who want someone to talk to. And I would say it does sound like a fun experience to meet someone new who likes to charge one the whole lot for just listening to them. And yes, there are so many documented cases where people are helped and feel very satisfied as they once again return to their passing dream life and end up knowing really nothing about real freedom, just like everyone else who's standing in line at the office door. The real guides already have the answer for every situation possible, but the authoritarians and their gods would disagree. Sigmund Freud was an interesting fellow during his time, and highly respected for what he presented. Anyone who purposes something so convincingly and gets others to agree, no matter what the reality of it is, of course, he's a genius. Freud and Jung had their own areas of interest when it came to dreams, and to this day, many study what they have created. I admire anyone who has the real courage to do something others will not even consider, such as Evel Knievel and all the outlandish daredevil motorcycle stunts that he did. But what he did, did he really contribute overall? And so it is with Freud and Jung. They did scratch the surface, but they didn't pay attention to the real guides for the most part. I must admit, it is a rather difficult transition to perform as one has experience in the other worlds and then tries to coordinate a meaning for them here. But then again, many people are on an emotional and mental level, and so they never really have reality to compare with. It really does take a particular person to provide a real service, as Paul Twitchell and Mavis R. Towers are doing. The Christian Church, who promotes the ways of the public and in every way contrives convincing scenarios to make sure that their followers and outlookers are alike, are paying attention. It is continually selling information about dreams, yet they do not at all address the issue. Politically rehearsed people have their way about them, and they always squeeze around certain issues until they are fully exposed, and then they beg for forgiveness or get presidential pardons. As I am drawing this map for the onlooking audience, it becomes like a game of Clue or the Wheel of Fortune. Eventually, others start to see what is really taking place. And yes, there are many others who start to see what is really taking place. And the conspiracies going on, and they are not theory. In the new nous of the is, it is time to have the real super knowledge available for everyone. The belief systems have hidden most of the pertinent information about a lot of things from the public. Someone in the great scheme of marketing magic put together a thing called The Secret. They have made it look like a really important idea that everyone should have. Of course, through proper investigation, it will be found it isn't just another way to look at the very same thing that has always been around. What part of it refers to real freedom? Let's answer that one. Tim, can you answer that?
Yeah.
Well, this we're so fortunate that we're open to this information that Duane came here to provide and the guidance we're getting. So we are paying attention, some of us, to this super knowledge for everyone that that I guess is ready for it. So we're not continually just thinking about our personal life. We're trying to get to know these five bodies that in these psych realms that we have and why we came here and what real freedom and real love is. And it seems like what I see is that how important the new you song is as a beginning to get the real guidance and the real education, or just be unaware like the vast majority of the humans are about what's really going on, like the reptilians, and they created the religions and they created the educational systems. And they created the political systems or legal, whatever you want to call these different systems to control humans. They've got it so that we're on a human farming prison planet for them to be used by them. And what's being offered when a person takes some, oh, I don't know if you call it time or gets to a point where they think of other things than they're just their personal life, about why things are the way they are and what makes sense, why religions have all these giant buildings and all kinds of gold and run around in robes and have crowns on and they act like, oh, treat your fellow man like you'd want to be treated, and there's starving children on earth that we're aware of and things, and they have the ability to take care of them, to provide food and shelter and clothing and the needs of others when they have so much. A lot's supposedly required of them to do things for others, but it seems like they just want to not care. It's all part of these reptilian power games they're playing with the humans. So we're very fortunate to the small amount of people that are becoming aware at this time are the lights that are going to be lighting up this darkness by this real guidance and education we're being given by the real guides. And particularly through Dwayne Abel right now on Earth.
Well, then we have the Judea Christian tradition, who gave their approval to the art and science of the dream arena. The Old Testament draws a veil over the idea of certain dreams, and so we find they were more interested in those dreams that helped consolidate Judaism, which had deep impressions upon public opinion by their accuracy and brilliance with their interpretations. And so it was that the Old Testament only mentioned dreams when confirmed to the coming of the Messiah and the confirmation of the Jewish God, the Lord Governor of the astral realm. The real gods do not manipulate human history or ploy people into swaying them a certain direction. They know all real truth stands on its own and does not need the assistance of fools who portray themselves as the masters and the gurus, saviors and saints. There have been and there are many sincere individuals who have brought a message for the masses from beyond this world. And here again is where a confirmation can be investigated and sought through the proper areas of one's own dream visions. Those who have been involved with the contrived works of ancient wisdom are paying today with the Lords of Karma in the lower astral levels, and many more will be with them. I have seen some of these people, and to this day, they will stay below on and out on their own meteoric to all the silly fools who will listen. As they are programmed as being like stockbrokers who keeping predicting a better market to which to buy into. The one on my real side experiences, I have had the experience to go back in time to an era somewhat like the medieval days of a human history. I was shown by Yabul Sakabe many of the rituals and incantations of who helped to invent the ceremonial rites of worshiping various invented deities, which are mainly for the purpose of subjecting others to their abusive control. It's well known that those running for political office in today's controlled society must first be a part of the satanic cult and becoming initiated. These people have to pass the test to see if they are willing to be controlled by those whose only ambition is to dominate the entire human race, like a movie, Lord of the Rings. Gee, that's kind of scary. I mean, that's really scary. It is so vital to know and understand the concepts of the conscious and unconscious parts of one. What I am referring to is the anatomy of the emotional and mental selves, these inner bodies, and is different in respect of what Western psychologies have trained themselves with. They have decided their arena of business as they see it, but have not been able to get above into the other levels, as they do not seem to have the courage to go beyond what is so literally agreed to my other scholars. They are feverishly trying to figure out what the real guides really know. But what most PhD personnel do not realize is only those with a true heart will gain the real knowledge and experience of the all is. In dreams, most people have the identity of an omnipotent personage, personally, or some form of identity of a god who is protecting one while they sleep. This is the idea of the Lord's Prayer before one goes to sleep. I remember my grandmother making me recite it. My mother never had much faith in it. When one looks over the world in the prayer, it does seem to make sense to the unaware, but the real guides do not use such elementary means. Everything is a step, that's for sure. But a 6-foot boat in seas with waves as high as 100 feet won't last long, because the voyage and journey to the real universe is huge. So many of the parables of Jesus were to the effect of warning people, not so much about the so-called false prophets, which the church actually implemented, but that of an overview of the principles that already exist within the various psychic realms. Some people are afraid of the dark and to go to sleep each night for fear that they are not going to wake up into this world again. Those who are the new students of the new human, a noonan, are always protected by the real universe of guides, as they will continually meet each other in their dream arenas. And so let's kind of wind this up here. I think it's time. Do you want to say something, Val?
Well, just about this idea about yugas. We have the Golden Age, the Silver Age, the Bronze Age, the Iron Age, and we're now in the Iron Age. It's really just about agreement. People, the ages, you could say, are the agreement has become more so of a demise for people's own benefit. Where in the Golden Age, people were agreeing to something a lot purer and more, you know, of a higher level, you could say. But now people are agreeing to their own demise, and that's why we're in the Iron Age. So it's a heck of a challenge, and I know I've heard Dwayne say that it's almost impossible. I mean, we're taking on the impossible here to wake people up at this point. It's not because it can't be done. It's just because people have free will and they're agreeing. They're agreeing to their own downfall. So what can you do? There's only so much you can do for people, and you got to let them be. We're not into changing people's minds or to try to force them to be good people or to wake up. It's not the idea. It's just to be. This is the presentation. But again, this is the Iron Age, you could say, and everybody's pretty much agreeing to nonsense and distortion. So it is a heck of a challenge for us here at the New Presentation Foundation and wonderful worldwide educators, that we're still up for it. It's still like we're becoming more aware by doing it. The bigger the challenge, in a way, the bigger the recognition, you could say. So we're here for a little while more, and then we'll see.
Thank you very much, Val. Ron, Tim, do you want to have a few words here before we close up these bedtime stories?
Yeah, sure. The words Duane was saying about only those with a real heart. So we have to become aware of what a real heart is. We have comparisons. We see the politicians and their satanic rituals to be politicians and connected with these, I guess you would call it, unreal hearts. Because a real heart, what is that? An understanding heart? They have no understanding of what life's all about. And they just are uncaring. It's the comparison of what a real heart is doing for others, like Duane coming back from the real universes to share and do for others instead of for themselves. Like the politicians are all thinking they're great and powerful and make lots of money off of whatever their deals are in this physical realm, but they don't really know what a real heart is.
True words, true words. I think a lot of people are waking up to what the politicians are really doing to us. Some are, of course. But I think a lot of people are. Now it's time to take that next step and let the real guides show them. Okay. Happy dreams, all you lovely people out there. Keep an open mind and perceive what's going on.
Thanks again.
We're going to end with the you. The you. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Happy dreams.
Yes.